Thank you, sir. I gotta put this somewhere so I don't lose it too.
I'm proud of myself.
Okay.
The next application is 11,666. James G. Miller seeks a variance to reduce the side yard and front yard setback, section 115-34B of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the southeast side of Maple Lane, approximately a quarter mile south of Cedar Road. There was no 911 address available. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 533, map 20.13, parcel 2. Specifically, they are seeking a 5-foot variance from the side and a 4.23 variance for the front. We received no letters in opposition. We received a letter from the HOA saying they have no objection to the request. We received one letter in support from Stephen Gilmore. It says, please be advised that I received notice of the regarding application regarding the setbacks. His property is located within 200 feet of the property and directly across the waterway from his property, and that he does not have any objection whatsoever to Mr. Miller's request for a reduction in the setbacks. And we received one mail return. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
James Miller, 709 Back River Neck Road, Baltimore, Maryland, 21221.
Swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
Part of that sworn in, if you could just state your name again for the record.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm asking for a variance. The reason is the way the lot's shaped. We designed one house before, and I had to take it to get approval from Kenwick, and they shot it down. The guy had to go by their setbacks. So I had to knock 10 feet off the house. I have a whole other house designed. And then, I mean, this is the only possible way I can go. I mean, I'm inches away from all the other setbacks.
Okay.
I mean, the lots, it was bought that way, and there's the front of that lot, there's still another 15 feet before it hits the road, but to go by where the pins are in the property.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, I mean, it's still 40 feet away from the road.
From the pavement?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have anything to offer?
Yeah, I'm James Parker for the record, Jim Parker Builders.
And just for the record, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Parker has been previously sworn in this evening.
Thank you, Mr.
Chairman. The lot we're talking about is lot number 27 on Maple Lane in Kenwick. And the lot is very unique in its size as far as the width of the lot in the street is 30 feet. To the right property line, it's 100, and to the left property line, it's 96. Mr. Miller was very accurate a while ago when he was talking about the first house. We were under the impression that we were under a 30, 10, and 15-foot setbacks. Obviously, when we got to Kenwick, they had told us that they now require a 20-foot rear setback off all lagoons. And meeting that request, obviously, that was making it impossible for us to get the type of home that we wanted to be built, so we redesigned the house. And currently, what we're trying to do is make the house fit within the setbacks that are currently on Maplewood Street. A lot of the homes already being built in Kenwick, and particularly on Maplewood, do have a 25-yard-foot front setback. They also do have the 20-foot rear setback, which means off the lagoon or the rear property line. In saying that, we have been to Kenwick. We do have their blessings to build this house. They have approved it with the setbacks that we're asking for tonight with the county. It would be good to let the variance go through. And I guess giving up the rear due to the Kenwick, adding the 5 foot to the front would kind of make that hardship possibly go away. Obviously, it's still a 5 foot loss, but it's the best we can get and be happy with Kenwick and also with the county.
Okay. Let's see if there's any questions. Mr. Mills, I'll start with you.
Yeah, you say the majority of the houses on that street are 25
foot? A lot of the houses on Maple are 25. All the way through Kenwick now, everything, they're approaching it with the fact that they will allow a 25 foot yard front setback.
Okay.
One of the things that they did years ago was they wanted to get the houses off the lagoon. Instead of being 15 feet, they wanted them to be 20. Obviously, if you're already at 15, you're grandfathered in, but if you're buying a vacant lot, as what we have here, then obviously Kenwick has took the situation that they will hold true to that 20 foot.
Okay. Janelle, was that, as far as averaging, do we have something or?
Yes, you can average the properties within, I want to say 300 feet on that side of the property. You can average the front yard setback.
Okay.
Right.
I think that's accurately correct on that, too. Also, though, Kenwick took the firm that they want everything at 25. And again,
we don't enforce deed restrictions or covenants.
Right, okay.
So it's, that's why I was asking about the averaging to help you out there.
I can give you some enlightenment on that. I spoke to the many years ago to HOA, okay, Homeowners Association, and they stayed fast for this board's information. I tried to get them in an MR especially because that's one of our most restricted zoning to go to the county's 30-foot setback, and they didn't want to do that. So like you say, they went to the 20-foot setback in the back, and they want to stay firm and dig their heels in at 25 feet. So we have, the county has tried to
work with them
on this situation. Kenwick on the Bay, yes, absolutely. That's just for the board's information we have.
Thank you for that, Mr. Rickards. We appreciate that. Mr. Hudson?
Roughly, what's the square footage of the footprint of the home?
The home is... ...3,512 square feet.
35?
Footprint or the total?
The total.
Total. So it's two-story?
That's a three-story, counting the garage underneath.
All right, so just the basic footprint would be what?
The total footprint of the house is...
1,300.
It's a little bit of a, not rectangular, it's got a crazy design to it, but it's probably like 25 by 52.
25 by 52?
So you're talking about 1,300 feet?
Yes, per floor. So, that's right.
So in relationship to the homes on Maple Street or Maple Lane, is that that's not excessive, I wouldn't think.
Not at all, no. And the other thing we've done in the design in order to match into the neighborhood, we have put this house on block foundation. A lot of the designs today have gone with piling and trying to get up as high as you can for views and all of that. But we have stayed in format with what's on the street, and it will have a block foundation.
Okay, thank you.
How high is the block foundation?
It's seven courses, and the reason we're going seven is obviously we have to put two in the ground, but then we also have the new flood regulations that came in effect this past year, and obviously that raised a foot from where it was before, so we want to keep that floor above flood.
Okay.
So that's what, seven. Okay.
Would you,
Mr. Bird?
Would you say the lots, 26, and the lot next door, I believe, 28?
28, yes.
Yeah. Are they in line? Would this be in line
with
those?
They're fine with it, yes. Yes.
And further down, too, would be right up that street?
Or do you see anything that's further down is when you get into three-story houses. There are more three-story houses farther down the road.
Yeah, as you go more out towards the point there in Kenwick to where you overlook Ocean City, they do get bigger and taller.
But the front setback is always at, from what I have understood, it's at 25 feet and they're lined up. Or with that 25 foot?
Majority of the houses are all being done at 25 because everybody's trying to obviously keep 20 foot off the rear lagoon because they're making you hold to the 20 foot off the rear.
They don't want you pushing forward to blocking other people's view on the water.
Exactly. So in other words, if I wanted to pull an average and I went down there at 300 or whatever, both sides and average that out, we would still reach the 25-foot somewhere.
I would say the majority of them would get you that. I can't sit here and tell you that I've done
that. Yeah, okay.
But I mean, you can see by your... Yeah.
You know, whether you're looking at 25 feet, then 30, then 25, then 30, you're not looking at that. You're looking
right.
at 25.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you.
Is that the only three-story, that'd be the first three-story around there? Or
no.
Beside you?
No.
Beside you. There's three stories right beside you, guys?
Two doors down.
Two doors down?
Yes.
Okay.
There's two of them together, two doors down. And then there's a two-story, my empty lot. There's a two-story next to me, but he just bought that, and he's going to... He's supposed to be filing for a permit to go up.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. And fireplace and a bunch of stuff.
What did you say the footprint is? About 1,300 square? 1,300 or 1,500?
Yeah, it's three stories.
1260.
And it's averaging about
1260?
Yeah,
1,260,
I figured.
1,283
to be
something
exact.
Like that. Yeah.
1,264.
Yeah.
All right.
1,264,
roughly.
Gotcha. Okay.
And you're not going any higher than 42 feet, are you?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Hearing any further questions? Mr. Sharp.
Ms. Cornwell, looking at the side yard setback, it says a 5-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard for the HVAC and dwelling. Is that just because it looks to me like the HVAC unit is only 5 feet off, but the dwelling would be 8.67 feet off. Am I reading that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
There, Mr. Potter. Yes. Is there a way that the HVAC system can be moved somewhere else so that it is not, so it's less encroaching?
Well, actually, the heat pumps here are on the same side as my neighbor. That's where his heat pumps are, and his are exactly the same as mine.
5 feet from setback?
Yep.
So that's the norm of the neighborhood on your right-hand side, or would I say the...
Well, the three stories, I measured them, and they're all 5 foot off the property line.
You know, okay.
You can't be in that 5 foot, though. You got to be, you know... Now, Cape Windsor, where I was at, when you file for a 5 foot variance area, your heat pumps could be in the 5 foot. But not over there, you can't.
Okay. I have no further questions.
Okay. No further questions? Okay. Excuse me. All right. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Hey, before, Mr. Chairman, Ms. Cornwell. Would it be appropriate to have the side yard setback be from, and we've advertised for side yards, so in both the HVAC and the dwelling, for 5 feet for the HVAC and 1.33 for the dwelling?
Yes.
Okay,
that's right.
Then I would recommend that the board take that into consideration. And what that is, Mr. Miller, is that the way that it's listed on here, we've advertised for both, so it's
no problem.
No problem in that regard, but we're just clarifying that the variance that is applied for is a 5 foot variance in the side yard setback for the HVAC and a 1.67 foot variance from the house. So the house can only be 8.67 feet from the property line as shown on the survey.
Okay.
Okay. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,666 for the side yard setback to be 5 foot variance for the HVAC. And you said 1.67 for the dwelling. Is that correct? And
yes.
4.23 tenths of a feet for the front yard setback. And also, the uniqueness of the property is apparent. It's 30 feet in the front and irregular in the back at 62, irregular on the sides. So that makes it a regular shape and uniqueness to the property. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And the practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. It's a reasonable 1,260 square foot footprint, makes it a normal, within the normal size of a home. And the variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood. Most of the testimony has referred to the 25-foot setback in that development. And also the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief for the applicant.
Yep. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,666. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,666 is approved.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.